This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Probably should give us a volume, right? I actually hear something. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. Christmas is almost here, right? I mean, well, almost is a relative term, but some people had the shopping done like 5 months ago. But seriously, Christmas is almost here. Head over to the website. You don't have to go outside, so if it's cold or musty or rainy or wet or snowy or where I'm at, you know, you got some ash in the air and some smoke. You can buy stuff online, and you get to breathe fresh air, seriously. So head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book. Yes, it's my book. But it'll be your book once you buy it. Yeah, I'll give it to you. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. But you don't have to. Seriously. It's just because you don't understand it. And my other joke, well, it's really not a joke. It's the truth. Right? Think about it. Oh, those are all the labels the left has given us. Those are all the labels that the left puts on a guy like me. The same group that says they don't want labels. Right? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Think about that. Right wing means I'm conservative, right? Bad, terrible, nasty. Funny, because when you look out at the cities and the states being run by liberals, not doing so well, right? I mean, these are the people in Chicago. They've got, he can't have a gun. They've got more murders, no, that's New York. They've got more murders per weekend than any other city, large city in the country. It's run by Democrats who don't want you to have guns. So now they want to make it even harder to have guns. Why? Do they want the shooting rate to go up? The guns aren't being bought legally. Stop picking on illegal gun owners. On the legal gun owners. Excuse me. Serious. Got to use a little common sense here. Somebody got mad at me today because I started talking on Facebook. I'm talking about how the accusers, Or the people that have been accused, are still innocent until proven. I don't care if 50 people come out and just simply accuse. That doesn't mean they're guilty. We've seen the numbers come out. Donald Trump, 26 of them, or somewhere thereabouts. Right? By the time it was done, how many people alluded to the fact that Donald Trump may have assaulted them in some way, shape, manner, or form? So should he have been locked up right away for that? Should he have had due process? Should he have to, you know, for those same ones, the guy was on Facebook with today. So that means that you're okay with every one of the Dems that have been accused of sexual assault there in Congress. They need this to go, right? They should resign immediately. And I'm just going by what you were putting up there, what you were pasting all over Facebook. And you know who you are. And I know you listen to the show. So don't say, oh, I'm sorry I didn't hear you. Yeah, there you go. So make a change. Make a difference. Right? Hit up there. That's what you guys need to do on Facebook, too. You know, I was picking on Facebook for you. I know I got started totally in the wrong place I wanted to go. But you guys that are Facebook warriors, and I joke about you from time to time, and I say, look, don't just be a Facebook warrior. But don't let that stuff go by. Don't let them ignore you. Don't let them jerk you around. and get 15 people. That's the reason I don't go into those feeds anymore, or big reason I don't. Because you have a bunch of people on those pages. They're all on the same page. You go in there, make a comment, and they eat you up. And it isn't because they're smart. It isn't because they're right. It's because they have numbers. Right? Seriously. It's just simply because they have numbers. And they come in there, and they're nasty, and they're loud people. And they want, really what they want is mob rules, but only if it's their side. I'm telling you, man, I started this mantra 2 years ago. And it's becoming more and more and more real. They don't want equality, they want control. And the way to control you is keep telling you how bad you are, how nasty you are, how much you don't know, how stupid you are. Isn't that nice of them? And now they've gone even further with it. I mean, this thing about white supremacy and how bad you should feel about being white, this has gotten worse and worse over the years, too. Originally started off with simply you being a conservative or a Christian conservative or what have you. That's what made it really bad, really nasty, really terrible. Tonight's kind of smorgasbord night. That's right, you have to listen to me for a while. Because originally I wasn't going to be here. And because we live near the fire area, not in it, and can't walk to it, not that near. But because we live near the fire area, we decided to call off, or the meeting that I was supposed to go to was called off, because of air quality and a whole bunch of other stuff. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, talk about a hero or, what do you call a female hero? Don't they call her a heroine? But that's kind of stupid, because that sounds like dope or something. I mean, it sounds bad. All right, anyway. Especially somebody like me who can't pronounce her words properly. There was a hunter that was forced to defend her lifestyle after receiving death threats. Remember her, the Texas woman? Now, she built a following in social media because she's such a great hunter. Not because she's a female who kills animals to eat. She hunts animals. No, but she's a great hunter. But it's not always been positive. The results or the comments she's got have not always been positive. Now, Nikki Tate, a lawyer in Dallas, has amassed over 11,000 followers on her Instagram with pictures of herself and her hunting dogs. They're posing with carcasses. Deers, hogs, waterfowl, all that stuff. That's what these people do. When they go hunt. Now, a real hunter, let's clarify, because I don't want anybody losing their minds over this. Come on, what's a real hunter do? A real hunter eats what they kill, uses what they kill, and that's okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, we have a live chat room on The Real Side, therealside.com. We also have, I guess, a live Facebook feed with they don't call it a chat room, whatever it is, a talking room or what have you, a live feed. It just sounds so boring. What? I think it sounds boring, but whatever. What do I know? This techie stuff goes right past me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. So, if you do head up to the website, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been taught to hate, you're going to find out from reading the book. You don't have to hate them. Give you some strength to push back on the left. It'll give you some strength to, I don't know, mentor some of these guys on the right who don't know how to fight. I'm not talking about physically, but you don't know how to fight. I listen to some of you guys do arguments. You know, you can't. It's like my Christian friends. What I say to them all the time is, when you're arguing with somebody over Scripture, when you're arguing with somebody who doesn't believe in God, I want you to think about something. When you look at them and you go, well, the Bible says, or John 3:16 says. Now, here you're telling somebody that something that they don't believe, that is not truth, to them anyhow, and you're shoving it in their face. How do you think you're going to make a move with them? How do you think you're going to get them to believe any of this? I won't get all religious on you, but you know, I could take that on for an hour. Well, it's the same thing with this other stuff. When it comes to politics, if you're spewing the party line, the conservative line, how does that help? What does that do? Nothing. Does absolutely nothing. You know, I've learned some tricks over the years, you know, over the 107 years I've been on this planet. I've learned some tricks when I'm talking to these people on how to take them on. Because, look, first of all, they look at me as an idiot. I don't have a college degree, so I can't be very smart. Just like when I did that, I had that professor that went against me on one of the shows. And her attitude, you could just tell, was just pouring off of her. She's a professor. I don't know. I think she had a triple doctorate in something. I don't know what. Ignorance, maybe? I don't know. I really don't know. So, but that's how they treated me at first, because I'm not educated. I'm just a guy who moves his mouth at night. I don't read anything. I don't know anything. I'm just spewing a lot of garbage. And that's how they felt about it. But I started to make her really nervous. I started teeing her off. And you can tell if you watch her hands. Somebody pointed out to me the fact that when I was talking, she was wringing her hands. And I hadn't touched the woman, so she wasn't trying to get my cooties off her or something. She was irritated. Anyway, we're talking about the young lady that is also a hunter. And she's just grown a really big following. Over 11,000 followers on Instagram alone. She's taking pictures with selfies, I guess, of herself and the animals and her dogs. So she got her hunting dogs, and then she got her, and then next to the dead boar that she killed. Now, on top of all of that, she doesn't kill these things and leave them there to rot away. So I don't know why some of these lefties are going out of their minds. You realize that every time you bite into that hamburger or grab that pork chop or eat that leg of lamb, there was an animal that had to be killed for that. Or do you think that was made in a replicator or something? I don't know. So she's 27 years old. Man, she got one of the last ones she did. She got all kinds of hate mail. Now, she started about 10 years ago at her uncle's ranch in South Texas. It was then when I shot a bow for the first time. She said, I loved the challenge. Given my athletic history and competitive personality, I instantly became addicted, she said. Well, think about that. If you are a competitive person, right, and you enjoy a challenge, especially a bow and arrow would be a big one, wouldn't it? She said, ever since that moment, I've been hooked. I've been hunting several, I've hunted several animals, but my favorite by far is the waterfowl. She said, I was always told to stay away from the waterfowl hunting or else I would never go back to hunting anything else. Well, guess what? They were right. Tate uses her social media presence to show her kills as well as share tricks of the trade to endorse products that she uses on her hunts and perhaps most importantly, explain the reasons behind her hunting lifestyle, which some have taken to be pretty controversial. Why? Can't be because she's a girl, right? Or is the PETA people just going out of her minds because she's killing animals? She says, we eat everything we kill unless we are hunting predators, Tate said. My husband and I skin everything ourselves, and if we can't, go ahead, go against her and see what happens. Anyhow, she says, my husband and I skin everything ourselves, and if we can't eat everything, we donate it to organizations that are aimed at feeding the homeless. Terrible woman. Terrible, terrible people, aren't they? We pride ourselves in only taking ethical shots, and we work hard to make sure that it happens. Now, I'm sure that the Ellen DeGeneres of the world are talking about Bambi's mom, right? Right. They're all worried about her shooting Bambi's mom. I'm sure she asked them first what their last name is, so she knows. Tate has a revolving arsenal for her different hunts. She uses a 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun for duck and dove hunting, a Ruger 270 rifle for deer, and an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle for predator hunting. Now, Tate says she spends almost every weekend waterfowl hunting, but does try to get a few deer hunts in a year. Now, every weekend? Oh, my God. There's nothing I want to do every weekend. I mean nothing. So she says she does a few hunts in a year to help fill her freezer. Oh, you and her get along great, huh? She probably got two or three freezers. She has a 170-pound buck as her largest kill, she said. That particular deer fed her family for nearly 6 months. My God. I mean, seriously, the apocalypse comes, she's going to be fine. She's got guns. She's got the food. She knows how to do the kills. She knows how to do the cleaning. She'd make Phil Robertson proud. She might even shoot better than him. I don't know. She said, hunting helps maintain animal populations at levels that are compatible with human life activity. For example, she says, hogs are insanely overpopulated and can cause serious damage to agricultural products. Right? They also cause damage to other fields and other vegetation which can harm livestock. We also hunt coyotes and bobcats for the purpose of predator control, she said. Tate received a lot of support from the hunting community, both on and offline, but she still has had her detractors. Some of those morally opposed to hunting have issued death threats. Now think about that. We don't want you killing animals, so we're going to kill you. Yeah, there you go. That makes sense, doesn't it? Is that left loon logic or what? Tate via social media said that she continues to get nasty, nasty, nasty death threats, but she's going to continue to do what she loves to do. And she's trying to teach people how to do it with respect. And I know, right there, a bunch of lefties just rolled over, fell down laughing. How do you kill something with respect? You don't leave it there to die and rot. That's how you kill it with respect. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, the donut shop is facing real fury from the leftists. Why? Because they're helping a Christmas charity. Why would you help a Christmas charity at Christmas time? I don't understand. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it, away from the fog of the controversy.
You get a shiver in the dark. Come on, you guys know what this is. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. And we do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. But listen, I need you to do more than that. Seriously, I need you to go ahead and buy my book. But you can only do that from, well, actually you can do it on Amazon too. But it's Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate, to be afraid of, really, over the last 8 years, and you're going to find out you don't need to be. No, really, this is this is easy stuff. So if you hop up, again, you can buy the coffee cup, you can buy the water bottle, you can do all those kind of things that will help make my Christmas much better. That's what we're worried about, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I love these stories. I love them because at first you start reading and you go, this can't be true. And then you do a little check and you find out, it's true. It's more than true. Parvula Donut Shop in Portland, Maine was forced to apologize to the community after they offended customers by working with the, what? Salvation Army to provide Christmas to needy families. How dare anybody do that? You know what? They should be taken to court. This thing that the Supreme Court's doing right now with the gay couple that's suing the bakery for not baking their cake. Think about this. This Maine couple, or the owner of the Maine bakery, the Maine donut shop, had the audacity to go ahead and want to make Christmas better for some needy families. That's terrible. I can't see. And was it because of the Christmas time? So the Holy Donut had asked customers to help them with a gift drive for a local family with five children. Those customers who participated, they received free donuts. Now, the donut shop reached out to the Salvation Army to find the family in need, right? That was according to the local newspaper. instead of saluting the donut shop for doing a good deed, an online mob stormed their Facebook page. Many have accused Salvation Army of being anti-gay and discrimination against the LGBTQ community. Although I couldn't tell you why yet. But isn't that hilarious? No, come on, think about it. Isn't it hilarious? This is all they got to scream about? It was all untrue, of course, but the truth doesn't really matter these days. And it really doesn't. You throw it out there, people jump on it, and that's all there is to it. Right? The writer goes on to say, or the person goes on to say, hey, they proselytize to the people in their programs. They reject the LGBT people from their shelters. One outraged customer wrote, they have tried to scrub their image, but they still discriminate. Here's the thing. The Salvation Army is a Christian organization. What do you want them to do? They don't discriminate. And when you talk about proselytize, they tell you why they're doing what they're doing. And in some cases, if you want the food, you sit through a 20-minute sermon. Is that so bad? Hey, listen, if you're hungry, people have done worse when they were hungry. If you're hungry, listening to, again, I got to keep going back to what I'm saying. You guys, you atheists, you others that are so outraged by Christian teaching, Christian way of doing things, Christ or Christmas, as I like to call it, I don't get it. I have to question your sanity. You question mine for believing in a God that doesn't exist, that you can't hug, you can't squeeze, you can't talk to, you can't see. That makes me insane. But yet you go out of your mind with things like this, that people are feeding others in the name of Christ. Right? I mean, seriously. You get all offended at Christmas time. Again, I've said it over and over and over again. What part are you offended by? The goodwill towards men or peace on earth? What part of that offends you the most? Now, for years, the Salvation Army has been well-respected throughout all communities. And a well-known Christian ministry. They provide shelter for the homeless, addiction programs. You've seen them at Christmas time. They've got the red kettles out there. That annoying bell lets you know that they're there. Yeah, it's annoying. I get it. I understand marketing. The Press Herald reports that the online mob was unrelenting, going so far as to threatening boycotts. Lost a donut shop renounced its association with the Salvation Army. In case you forgot, a sold 70% of your clientele is part of the LGBT community. Oh, so they're threatening him. And I guess that, well, it's okay in their world. Because they're the righteous ones, right? The ones on the left are always righteous. The ones on the right are always demonic. Just so you have that right now. They claim that the donut shop is making a silent statement that you're completely fine with their choices. Right? These guys, public shaming. Like, that's going to help. We do not support the Salvation Army or consider them our partner for this project. They simply linked us to a needy family. Wow, that's terrible. That's true. Salvation Army shouldn't be. See, I would have raised like $5,000 and handed it to Salvation Army. Said, do whatever you want to do with it. They're putting fear into the store owners. We have nothing to gain here. We just wanted to help a family in need. As unthinkable as it might be, a good number of the protesters were upset that the donut shop dared to help a family in need. Think about this. They didn't say we want to help a heterosexual family in need. They didn't say it has to be a good Christian family. None of that. They were helping a family in need. To quell the growing controversy, the Holy Donut threw themselves at the mercy of the surging mob. I wouldn't give in. See, you make it harder for the rest of us when you do that. They went on to say, we take this opportunity to sincerely apologize to anyone that we have offended. No, I wouldn't have done that. I would have said that I'm sincerely sorry that there are still people in this world that have such a low IQ, okay, that are so full of themselves that they still have to find a need to be offended about something. We're feeding somebody at Christmas. What are you doing? The store owners wrote this apology on Facebook. Yeah, they went on to say, we are an organization which prides itself on a track record for kindness and acceptance of everyone. Did they not accept applications for us? Did they not accept families that were LGBTQ? I mean, I don't understand. The Holy Donut Shop should be commended for helping a family in need, spreading a bit of Christmas cheer. They should also be commended for making delicious donuts. Right? And shame on you people who think that this kind of thing is okay. You don't agree with it. See, I go through the same stuff in my community. I don't agree with them. I don't agree with what it is they're putting out there. That makes me a hater. It doesn't make me somebody who's on a different side of the issue. No, that'd be too easy. Makes me a hater. So when I look at this kind of stuff, I go, this is why you keep losing. This is why you keep losing the battle. This is why you're not going to win, because it's so ludicrous. And even people on your side are seeing it's so ludicrous. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got a dozen of these stories. I mean, and they get more ludicrous as the day goes on. Or as time goes on, I should say. Right? When you look... Did we ever do the story the other night about that school board that said that you can't use the word terrorist anymore? You sure? Okay.
Yeah, it was just terrorist. It was like five words, right?
Probably. Yeah, in Allentown. You're right.
Right. We did that.
I mean, I see those and they come up. You know, people send them to me. Some people send me the same stories I've already done like a day or two later, and I'm just... I'm not smart enough to remember we did them already. Don't know what to tell you. It is what it is, right? So, yeah. Senate Democrats, I love this too. If any of you follow Hillsdale College, you should go check them out online. You want to go spend your money at a great place? You want to send your kids to a great place? You want to go to a great place? Hillsdale College, great place. So, the Democrats were lying, totally lying, about Hillsdale College and other groups in this whole Senate tax bill thing. Right? And they were spreading this garbage during the debate for these things. Now, the other night, while losing to the GOP in the great tax bill debate of 2017, seven Democrats eked out, you know, a pseudo-small victory. You know what the victory was? They got Senate Republicans to join them in stripping out a provision in the bill that they characterize as unjustified earmark from Michigan's conservative Hillsdale College. Now, we can give all kinds of money to liberal colleges. That's okay. If it's a liberal cause and what have you, we're not even supposed to talk about it. We're supposed to give them money, shut up, and let them do what they do. Right? Now, the school... Well, we'll talk about this inside of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And we're getting close. I don't know if some of you saw that. We put up the... I didn't do it. She did it. Tammy did all the work. She always does all the work. I don't know if you guys know that. She does all the work anyway. It's very obvious. You can tell. Because the stuff that I do, I trip all over myself. But the stuff she does works out well. So, we're almost there. We're almost to that day. I like to have a lot of fun with it. Because I like to have a lot of fun, period. Come on, everybody.
Wow.
I ain't going to sing it. I want them to stay.
Dreaming of a wife.
If you're dreaming, it means you're sleeping, right? We're almost there. Yeah, you know what? I'm a really old fart. Okay? Was that you singing? Did I catch that? Did I almost catch you? Oh, <I'll> wait. Anyway. No, seriously. You know, we're almost there. I know some of you are getting close to maxing out your credit cards. You know, God bless you. The retailers are very happy. You won't be in January, February, when you get the first bill. Don't you love those credit cards? Although, I did play a trick a couple of weeks ago. We need a new dishwasher. That's probably not the right thing to do, but When did I buy that? Was it Black Friday?
Yes.
Okay. But there was nobody in there. That's why I went.
I know.
I went looking for something else. I was out looking for something else. There's nothing. I won't give you the name of the store because I don't want to make it sound bad. I might be able to get that for a sponsor if I keep my mouth shut. And they had this really weird thing going on. It's like if you fill out a credit card, some of you have seen it, right? If you fill out the credit card, you get like 20 or 30% off, and then because it was Black Friday, you got 40% off. And before we knew it, you know, there was this like almost a $400 dishwasher, $360 or something. I think I got it for $240. It was $120 off, as I remember. You had to apply for the credit card, then you had to do whatever, and I didn't even wait. I didn't care. Because you didn't have to pass, you just had to apply. Like some of the schools in the country. You just have to show up. You don't have to pass. So anyway, they'll do that for you. So I thought it was pretty good. I don't know. We'll probably get a credit card in the mail, and we'll chop it up and throw it away, because I don't like them anyhow. That's why I didn't want to say their name. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, head up to the website, realside.com. Well, you can watch live there as well, and you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things you were taught to hate, and you don't have to. You just don't have to. You just need to understand and know, and then you know how to fight back. You know how to push back, and even the right, you can help give the right a little bit of a spine, because there's some of them out there have no spine. And they don't want the aggravation. They don't want to feel bad. I always love that, too. I always love when I get somebody on the right. They don't want to feel bad, but they want to encourage me to go feel bad, I guess. They want to encourage me to go do the fight for them. Yeah, I'm not your daddy. Right? Really that simple. So anyway, during the GOP fight over the tax bill, there was a handful of Republican senators with single-digit IQs that got talked into, got convinced that a provision that characterizes a unjustified earmark for Michigan's conservative Hillsdale College needed to go. Now, they declined federal funds anyway. But the mere fact that they were singled out and those idiots, those Republican, yes, idiot senators, fell for it. Four Republicans joined all 48 Senate Democrats in voting to adopt Senator Jeff Merkley's amendment to strip the provision. There were Senators Deb Fischer of Nebraska, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and John Kennedy of Louisiana. The trouble is, the premise of the vote was false. The alleged earmark was not an earmark at all. It did not exclusively benefit Hillsdale. Hillsdale was innocent. 52 senators owe her an apology. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, the leader of the chamber's Democrats, falsely claimed the other night that the college would be the only institution to benefit from an exemption. Not true. In the question of the late night amendment, and you know, this is not the first time he's lied. We all know that, right? But you remember when Harry Reid was caught lying about Romney? What did he say? Well, at least he's not president. He didn't say, I'm sorry for lying. I didn't want to go down that road, but I felt like I had to. Because I really don't like Romney. His response was a cocky, well, at least he didn't make it. He's not president, is he? The New York Democrat went so far as to dub the imaginary exemption a metaphor for the entire Republican tax plan. He went on to say, and this is where I say to you, you got to call these people on the carpet. And part of it is, I actually kind of sort of hope they keep going down this road. I really do. Because the average American is actually, the average Democrat American has actually now caught on to these people and what they're doing and the lies that they tell. And what I've seen in the microcosm in the area that I live in, the Dems will defend these people no matter what. They will defend their own no matter what they've done wrong or what's come down the pike. Or the direction they're going into. Screaming about, you know, I live in California, which is run by the Democrats. They're totally run, operated, manhandled by the Democrats. All right? They vote in these tax bills that just kill us, just crush the economy out here. I don't see the Dems voting anybody out. I don't see the local Democrats screaming about it. They're not up in arms about all the tax dollars that are being put out there. And who's getting wealthy? When Obama was in, do you know who got the bulk of the wealth when Obama was president? It was the upper 1%. Where was the outcry by the Dems? There wasn't any. They don't care. It's just down to the mantra, Dems good, Republicans bad. That's their mantra. That's all they, from the time you're a baby, they got these little mobiles now that go, they have that as a lullaby. Dems good, Republicans bad. Anyway, the Schumer said that the single wealthy college, the pet project of a billionaire campaign, contributed to the Republican Party. Right? The husband of Betsy DeVos, Dick DeVos, is exempted by the amendment from Senator Pat Toomey. Now, unfortunately, the metaphor for this bill and how high the stench is rising in this chamber as we debate the bill tonight. You know, Schumer, again, see, they talk about fear-mongering. They are the experts at it. The stench is really coming from the senator's own room, I'm sure. And from his group, from his tribe, who love to use bogus information. You know, again, they are the fear-mongering experts. Think about it. Think about what they did all during the election. Joe Biden with his little Ebonic slang going, you know, they want you all back in chains. They're going to put you all back in chains. Well, he's a white guy. What is it? He never lived in the South. What was that all about? And really, I don't know, is the chain manufacturing industry growing by 300% that we know of? Are blacks disappearing off the streets and out of the work areas? This is what they do all the time. They're going to the first thing they're going to do is repeal Roe versus Wade. Really? Yeah, we went right to that, didn't we? Controversial provision benefited not just Hillsdale, but every college that declines to take federal money. There are at least six such colleges in the country. Right? And the only reason they don't take the money is they don't want the federal government telling them what to do. I don't blame them. Grove City College in Pennsylvania, Christendom College in Virginia, Patrick Henry College in Virginia, Pensacola Christian College in Florida, Gutenberg College in Oregon, and the Wyoming Catholic College in, obviously, Wyoming. Now, despite the Democrats' claims that Hillsdale doesn't take, or I mean, does not decline federal money so it can engage in discrimination. Just the opposite. It refuses to comply with federal education bureaucrats because it doesn't want to do race tracking. Hillsdale doesn't want to be forced to take a certain group from this and a certain group from, no. You get a good education there. And they don't discriminate based on your skin color, your size, your height, your weight, or any of that. Or who you're sleeping with. Which why I still don't understand why we need to know who you're sleeping with. Hillsdale, you know what? For years, you didn't care who I was sleeping with. Why do I care who you're sleeping with? You don't have to tell me about it. We stopped playing those games in high school. Hillsdale is known for its outspoken commitment to true human equality. Those are my words. As expressed in the key documents of the American founding, its beautiful campus is populated with statues of some of the great champions of liberty. The problem is that every one of these guys, I'm sure they would find a reason, the left would find a reason why they shouldn't be. I was reading a story the other day where now they're trying to claim that Abraham Lincoln was gay, okay, and that he and one of his partners had a relationship, and I don't mean like, you know, sexual partner, I mean business partners. Okay, he had a relationship with his bodyguard. I mean, it's just amazing. And Frederick Douglass, also another one, for Hillsdale. I mean, we're supposed to be talking about equal treatment here, right? That school's got a remarkable heritage. It was founded by abolitionists. Hello? The second four-year college in the United States to admit women. Terrible college. Nasty college. 60 Hillsdale students died fighting slavery during the Civil War. Four of them earned the Medal of Honor. Isn't that amazing? Come on, think about this. And they're up in arms about this college. They have a problem with this college. See, they're not honest people. They're very disingenuous. The Schumers of the world, not honest. The team that backs them up, not honest. They want control. They want a dictatorship. Don't give it to them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Lots more coming up after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.